it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm perhaps the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved on this Peace Day. That number again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, or at Sports Byline USA. As we do each and every day here on The Attack, we're going to have a fun, exciting show for you. Obviously, hump day is a mixed bag. We don't have any NFL football to recap. We don't have any college football to recap. We're not yet into the week to the point where we start previewing a college football Saturday or an NFL Sunday. So we use hump day to kind of clean things up, and we'll do just that. We'll bounce it all over the professional sports landscape, have all kinds of fun, mix it up, take your calls all the way through, read your tweets. I'm just going to bounce it all over the place. And at 45 after hour number two, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time, we're going to be joined by one of the many Cleveland Browns quarterbacks that we've seen over the last 20 years, one Mr. Tim Couch, at 45 after hour number two. And we'll discuss the unique challenges of being a Cleveland Browns quarterback. That and more with Tim Couch at 45 after hour number two, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time. But quickly, the number of ways you can take Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack on the go with you via your devices, whether it be our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, with a listen live link and a wealth of archived interviews, as well as letting you know the number of ways that you can take the network on the go with you. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we'll talk the latest on Colin Kaepernick, and I'll weigh in with my thoughts concerning the death threats that have been levied against him. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off this Wednesday edition right after this.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
It sure is, and for people that live here, it's not so bad either. As we kick off a Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline, I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it down to 140 characters at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And the place we're going to start today, and again, these Wednesdays are usually a mixed bag. I'm going to bounce it all over the place. Latest NFL injury news and some stories that are coming out of the NFL. There'll be some college stuff. There'll be some bigger picture stuff. It's a day to clean up, catch up, and an opportunity for me to just weigh in with my thoughts and give you my takeaways on all the big doings in the world of sports. And again, at 45 after hour number 2, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time, we'll have some fun with Tim Couch. We'll look back at his time in Cleveland, talk about the unique challenges of being a Cleveland Browns QB. We'll ask him about his alma mater, the University of Kentucky. And we'll also get his thoughts on being a football player and its dangers. We'll go far-reaching in a number of different directions with Tim Couch at 45 after hour number 2. That's 9:45 a.m. Eastern time. But where I'm going to start this morning is with the revelation from Colin Kaepernick, and he discusses receiving death threats as a result of his protests of the social injustices that he perceives in this country and the fact that the protests are taking place during the national anthem. And he has indicated that he's received death threats from a couple of different avenues. And again, you know, this was first broke by Tyler Dunn, who's been on our show a couple of times back when he was covering the Buffalo Bills. He's now working for the Bleacher Report. And that's the quote from Colin Kaepernick, that he's received death threats from a couple of different avenues. And where I want to go with this is talk about, and I've talked about it before, I'm going to say it again, it may become to some of you a little repetitive, but I think it's a message worth getting out there. And if I hit you over the head with this enough, maybe some of you who don't understand, and I'm sure our audience, a vast majority do, will come to understand exactly what I'm saying. You may not like the avenue that Colin Kaepernick is going down as far as trying to make a difference and enact changes and bring the social justices that he sees being levied to an end. Right? You may not like the avenue he's going down to try and make a difference, but you've got to applaud him for trying to make a difference, putting his money and his wallet where his mouth is. And again, as I've said, you may not agree with the forum which he's using, the avenues which he's going down, and the way with which he's doing it. But this is America. You've got to defend and appreciate his right to do just that. As I've said in the past, and as Nate Boyer has said in the past on this very show, one of the things that makes America so great is the freedoms that we enjoy. In other countries, Colin Kaepernick may be locked away, never to be seen again for this dissenting view. He may be put to death for this dissenting view, for treason. That doesn't happen here. It's the land of the free, the home of the brave, and an opportunity to express your opinion and try and make a difference and enact change. So for that, whether you agree or disagree that there are injustices that need to be changed, whether you agree or disagree with the avenue that Kaepernick is going down, if you're truly an American who understands what our flag symbolizes, what the national anthem symbolizes, and why this country is so great, you'll realize that what Kaepernick is doing is extremely American. What's un-American is, because his view differs from yours, you burn his jersey. You levy death threats against him. That's un-American. If you have a dissenting view, express it calmly, intelligently, and rationally. Just as Kaepernick is expressing his view calmly, intelligently, and rationally. You don't have to agree with Kaepernick. All you have to agree with is it's his right to express his opinion. But at the same time, if you have a dissenting opinion, you have the same right to express that as well. But try doing it without the hatred, the vitriol, the anger, the death threats, the burning of jerseys, and all the other stuff that goes on that is just incredibly silly and incredibly nonsensical and incredibly immature and incredibly un-American. So while Kaepernick is doing his in a constructive fashion, a fashion you may or may not agree with, you have the ability to take a dissenting point of view in the very same constructive fashion. So feel free to do that. And I will fight to the death for your rights as an American to do the very same thing. So the realities are, what Colin Kaepernick is doing is just being an American. To threaten him with death for being an American, that's ridiculous. Be an American just like him. Take advantage of our system. Enjoy the freedoms. And express your opinion in a constructive, intelligent, well-thought-out manner. And try and make a difference the way Kaepernick is. Again, you don't have to agree with his stance, his point of view, the avenues that he's using, or anything else. That's not what America is all about. It's not about one unified, homogenized voice. It's about individuality. So as an individual, you have the right to express your dissenting view. Plain and simple. But this idea that just because somebody enacts a form of protest you don't like, you're going to threaten to kill them. See, that's what I don't get. Great people like Nate Boyer and my father and so many others have fought for this country so that you can enjoy these freedoms and so that Colin Kaepernick can sit or kneel during a national anthem as a form of protest or to get a message out there. Those are great freedoms that we enjoy. Why would you attack somebody with death threats for enjoying those freedoms and just simply, quite frankly, being an American? I'll never understand it. Your reply, instead of death threats and ignorance, be just as American back and eloquently express your point of view. That's what makes America great. the freedoms, the ability to have a discourse and discussion on the issues of the day. The fact that it's not one homogenized state-led voice. The fact that there are many voices and that people can speak out against the injustices that they perceive, whether they are real or are just perceived. I'm not commenting in either direction as it relates to these, but there are definite issues here. This is more about, this is not about how I feel about Kaepernick's protest and Kaepernick's message. This is about his right to convey that message via whatever means, reasonable and prudent means that he sees fit. On the other side, we'll head to the latest NFL injury report, discuss some of the news around the National Football League. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at Joe Spano 56. More of the attack right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it down to 140 characters at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Again, the focus of the discussion thus far has been the death threats levied upon Colin Kaepernick, and I waited with my views of his protest and the reaction to it. And you can weigh in with your take on it, whether it's the same as mine or it's completely divergent from mine. It matters not. Love to hear your opinion at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter, again, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByLineUSA. But let's move on to the field a little bit. Let's stay in the NFL, and let's talk about the latest coming out of the New England Patriots and their practice. Obviously, in typical Bill Belichick fashion, he refuses to rule out Jimmy Garoppolo for Thursday in the Patriots matchup against the Texans on Thursday Night Football. But the realities are, with the sprained AC joint, it's very remote. The chances are very remote that we're going to see Jimmy Garoppolo. It's his throwing shoulder. And a quarterback with not enough arm strength to get it done is not going to be a productive quarterback. Plus, you risk future injury. And I know at this point, with Brady coming back in a couple of weeks, that's not an overriding concern for the Patriots. Let's realize something. You protect those assets that you're going to need long term. Brady's a long-term asset. Gronk's a long-term asset. Garoppolo, other than as a backup and role player and trade chip going forward, perhaps, he's not a long-term asset. And in this sport, where they treat these athletes as commodities, not people and not human beings, and they're not concerned about the greater good. Let's not kid ourselves here. If they can win games and trot Jimmy Garoppolo out there, that's exactly what the Patriots will do. Whether it puts his shoulder at risk long-term and his career at risk or not. Say what you want. It may sound distasteful, and it is, but that's the realities of the NFL. It's win at all costs. And not only try and win as many games as you can in the present, but put yourself in the best position to win as many games as you can in the future. Which is why some players are protected and some are sent out there as cannon fodder. Here's the realities of Jimmy Garoppolo. He's playing himself into a big money deal. He certainly has shown the talent that New England thought he had when they drafted him. But Tom Brady is also ageless. So with that being the case, and Jimmy Garoppolo going into the last year of his deal next season, he might not be a Patriot for very long. Because as well as he played, everybody says, well, he's the heir apparent to Tom Brady. Well, the timing is not going to work. So Jimmy Garoppolo would either have to be given starter's money to sit behind Brady and wait, take less money to sit behind Brady and wait, or in this offseason, he's going to get traded to a team that needs a quarterback. And the New England Patriots will recoup a couple of fairly high round picks, like a second and a fourth, something along those lines. Which means you make a clear profit on drafting Garoppolo. He helped you win a couple of games when Brady was out. He provided you a backup should Brady get hurt. Now you parlayed that into a couple of picks that can add to the depth of your franchise and continue and help you continue to be the most successful franchise in the NFL over the last 15 years and continue your forward progress. So there's, you know, it's not as important for the Patriots to protect a Garoppolo long term as it is to get something out of him immediately so that you can win games this year and put yourself in the best position you possibly can be when Brady returns. So you can see the nudge they're giving him to try and play. Because you're not worried about his future. His future is not with you. You're going to trade him at the end of the year and move on, recover some picks, and the eventual successor to Tom Brady is going to be Jacoby Brissett, because by the time Brissett is ending his rookie deal, Brady probably will be getting ready to head out the door. And I know for a fact the Patriots love Jacoby Brissett. They were raving about him when they drafted him. I know he didn't show you a whole heck of a lot when he took over on Sunday. He's green, and he's probably not ready to step into this role. The Patriots coaches will game plan and help maximize his abilities, but the realities are they'd much rather have Garoppolo in there in the short term, even if it means risking future injury to his shoulder. So the realities are that's why you're reading these stories about Belichick not ruling Garoppolo out, trying to nudge him to play. He's not a long-term chip for them, so they don't value him that way. They're going to spin him and turn him into a couple of draft picks to continue to stock the coffers so that the Patriots can remain at or near the top of the NFL as they've been for the last decade and a half. You know, this idea that you think they care about these players as people, they don't. They're commodities. They're pieces on a chessboard. They're chips. Whatever you want to call them, that's exactly what they are. And the treatment, it's kind of under the radar and it's not being said, but the nudge is there. The treatment of Garoppolo should clearly have you understand that this is a business. The teams will win at all costs, even if they have to sacrifice something. And the players have to get theirs while they can, because as soon as the athlete's not worth anything to the team, they'll discard him and try not to give the player what's theirs. That's the sad realities, gang. So when you get mad at Jimmy Garoppolo, if he decided not to stay with New England, if he weren't traded and wait his turn and he went out to seek his fortune right away, when you get mad at him, just think about this discussion we're having right now and the realities that I'm putting out there for you, because they are the realities of sport. The people are not held in high regard. They're chips, they're commodities. We want to get what we can get out of them. It's either move them for other pieces. It's win now. Garoppolo's value right now in the immediate is win now. You're not worried about his long-term value because his long-term future is not here. But you'd like to put yourself in the best possible position going forward once Brady returns. And the realities are, while the coaching staff in New England is amongst the very best in the NFL, and they love Jacoby Brissett, they also know he's not ready yet. But they do know he's probably the long-term successor for Brady based on how much they like him and the way the timeline comes together. So we're going to try and squeeze whatever we can out of Garoppolo, and we're going to nudge him to play and try and kind of tell him to gut it out. So watch this story. Again, I don't think he can play because, you know, with that injury, there's going to be a loss of strength. There's going to be a pain that he may not be able to deal with. And it may be an arm that needs some time, or shoulder specifically, that needs some time to heal before he can be effective. And by that time, Brady would be back. And then he would dive back into that number two role to finish out the year. But that said, absolutely, until you see it happen on Thursday, do not rule out Garoppolo. Don't rule out the gamesmanship aspect of Bill Belichick. And also don't rule out the fact that he wants to win this game against the tough competition in the Houston Texans. We heard Gronk practiced full in pads. Don't rule him out. Although I think when push comes to shove, because he's one of these assets that's an in the present and in the future asset, I get the feeling he sits for another week or so. And then he hits the ground running when Brady returns. The backup quarterback in New England, if Garoppolo were not to play and Jacoby Brissett were to go down, it's Julian Edelman, who was a serviceable or pretty good college quarterback, but certainly didn't have the skills to be an NFL quarterback. It doesn't look like the Patriots are going to sign anybody, because they only have two active on the roster with Brady suspended right now, and one of them's hurt. They brought in T.J. Yates for a workout, but it doesn't appear they signed him. So at this moment, if Jacoby Brissett were to get knocked out of the game, they got to go to some form of an option, and they're going to have to put Julian Edelman in it as their quarterback. Brady says they'll be fine. Belichick noncommittal as usual. A lot of I don't knows. We'll see. But you want to talk about unorthodox. You're down to one quarterback on your roster, and your backup is your one of your wide receivers. Talk about an emergency QB. Doesn't look like before Thursday's game, New England's going to have anybody signed. And then at that point, it's one game, get to Brady. But they might want to look into bringing in somebody who's out there that actually is an NFL quarterback, whether they're good, borderline, or whatever. And ideally, it's somebody that already knows the system so that you don't have to teach them the entire system and pray they don't have to play. On the other side, your calls, 800-878-PLAY, your tweets, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. More news around the NFL, most notably, Jay Cutler. How long will he be out? I'll tell you next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to join the conversation. That number to join the fray again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Topics of conversation on tap right now that you can weigh in on, either the death threats that have been levied against Colin Kaepernick and my thoughts on his form of social protest and those that are levying those death threats. You've heard them. You can weigh in with your thoughts on that situation, the Colin Kaepernick situation, at 800-878-PLAY, or on Twitter again at JoeSpano56. Also, all the latest from the New England Patriots, whether it be who's going to be the quarterback on Thursday, my thoughts on the fact that these players are nothing but chips, and most of Garoppolo's value until they trade him for the New England Patriots is in the present. So they're trying to nudge him along the play. You can weigh in on all of that and a whole lot more, again, at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. If you want to use Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. Let's head out to Chicago, and let's talk about Jay Cutler. It looks like he's going to be out for a while for the Bears. They haven't said exactly how long, but it looks like it's going to be several weeks with Brian Hoyer taking over at quarterback for the Bears. Again, this is why you bring in a Brian Hoyer. So that way, if you're starting quarterback, in this case, Jay Cutler goes down, your entire season is not lost. Hoyer's capable, can step in there. Ideally, he's one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league, and he provides you that safety net. But if pressed into starting duty, he's not going to embarrass you. You know, with a great Texans defense, he took the Texans to the playoffs last year. Again, his performance in the playoff game was an epic fail. But he certainly can do enough to help you through, especially in the relative short term here, as Cutler's going to be out a few weeks with the ligament damage in his throwing thumb. Well, certainly in that short sample, Brian Hoyer will serve you just fine until you can get Cutler's thumb in good enough shape that he can come back and finish out the season. That said, I guess it leads you to speculate on the future of Jay Cutler. We talked about it yesterday, and we talked about the fact that, rightly or wrongly, he is one of the most vilified players in this league, not only by media types like myself, but also players around the league, whether they be inside his own locker room or out there throughout the league. He's not well-liked. He's not at times considered a very good teammate. And he's not a leader at the quarterback position. He sure can spin it and do a lot of things very well. But the other qualities outside of the eye test aspect of watching a guy play quarterback, those are the things Jay Cutler doesn't do particularly well. And that's problematic for a team who installs him as their starting quarterback. That quarterback has to be your offensive leader, especially once he's a veteran. Cutler's not that guy. Again, personality doesn't have that much to do with playing quarterback, because the realities are if you can spin it and be productive, they'll suddenly like you. But for all Cutler's physical skills, the productivity is not always there and his teams don't win. So that, along with his mercurial personality to be kind, make him a polarizing figure. That said, he's been in Chicago long enough and burned through enough coaches that I guess you kind of know what he is. He's a quarterback with all the talent and physical skills in the world, but the results are underwhelming, and more often than not, he doesn't elevate your offense. So I don't know that you're going to win with him. Now, again, this is not a reversal of field, because I still get why he did what he did on Monday night. And I'm still okay with that, unlike so many who think that the quarterback, along with everybody in football, always has to have the warrior mentality. Yeah, you want to win. Yeah, you want a guy out there who's going to gut it out. But I get it with the quarterback. Ball's in his hand all the time. Well, he needs his hands. If he can't play well in this league, you can't win. So while I want my quarterback to be a warrior and gutty, I think it's also more important that it be logical and practical and make sure as the starting quarterback and, I guess, leader of this offense, that he's always going to make sure that this team is in the best position to succeed. Well, with the level of injury to his thumb, trying to gut it out and play wasn't going to happen. You can't grip the football. You can't throw it. You can't be effective. So those that are upset that he went to the coaches and told them, hey, I just can't throw the football. I can't help us. And consider that soft and unwarrior-like. Well, I consider it very practical and very sensible and somebody who knew he was going to take the scorn and ridicule of those in the media and perhaps even some of his teammates, but was being practical and trying to put his team in the best position to win, realizing that on this day he couldn't help. It's not a guy who quit on his team. It's not a guy who ran away from a challenge. I can't grip the football. I can't make plays. I get it. You want to, selfishly, I'm sure he'd want to go out there and gut it out there so everybody talk about how tough he is and nobody give him a hard time. But he was being practical and it made sense. And it was good, responsible football from Jay Cutler. So I'm not going to criticize him for that. And I'm going to stand in support of him much as I did yesterday. But now we got to look at his future going forward. I think it's become pretty clear. He's not a man who helps you win a lot of football games. Winning has been extremely fleeting for Jay Cutler throughout his NFL career. Production has been inconsistent throughout his NFL career. So with that being the case, you have an opportunity this offseason to get out from under Jay Cutler after the 2016 season with just $2 million in dead cap money. I think at this point, with the direction this franchise is taking, the relative age of Jay Cutler, the relative lack of success despite all the physical skills, if I was the Chicago Bears, I'd get out from under this in a heartbeat. And I think that's where you're going to see them go. So while I'm not going to get on him for what happened on Monday night, as we explore how long he's going to be out this year, and it's going to be several weeks, I'm guessing 4 to 6, and all the indications I see say something along those lines. 4 to 6 weeks. With, you know, so when you take in the whole body of Cutler work, and again, to kind of go back, going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, the serviceable backup will be in there, and Hoyer's not necessarily, he's not going to give this group a shot in the arm. It's going to be a team that treads water or worse while Cutler's gone, as defensively they're just not very good. They got a porous offensive line. They don't have quality running back. They got a long way to go in Chicago. Even Foxy going to have a challenge having this team win many games this year. That said, Hoyer will be a good placeholder until Cutler comes back to finish out the year at the quarterback position. But now you look in the offseason. Cutler's been in Chicago a long time, and he's done very little winning. He's put up some decent numbers, but even those have been inconsistent. He's not a leader. Yeah, that's the reality. He's not one of these guys that teammates rally behind by any stretch of the imagination. It's actually quite the opposite. He's a very polarizing figure, and he's not well-liked in the National Football League by other players. So he's not somebody that in Chicago this locker room is rallying behind. And again, while at times the numbers have been nice over his career, it hasn't led to winning. And he's going to be, he's 33 now, he's going to be 34 next year. If you can get out from under this contract for just $2 million in dead money, you know what Cutler is. He's a guy with all the physical skills in the world. Okay production. Way too many turnovers. Injury hit and prone at times that you know you're not going to get 16 out of him. And you're going to have that real strong backup who's going to have to come in and play 3 to 5 games each and every year. We're not going to win games. His teammates aren't going to rally around him. There, a lot of them aren't going to like him because of his mercurial personality. So when it's all said and done, we're a bad team in Chicago now. We have so long to go. Now would be a good time to go get a young quarterback. We're going to be drafting at the very top of the draft and rebuild because we can get out from under Cutler for next to nothing. That, to me, is the realities of the situation, and I think that's where this is all going to end up. You know, it's going to be a situation where Cutler gets cut after this offseason. Hoyer may stay there as the serviceable backup or caretaker, but they're going to bring in a young quarterback. Because who wants to continue things with 34-year-old Jay Cutler when you know it's not really going anywhere? It doesn't win a lot of football games. You know, here's a guy in his career, in games that he's played, 67 up and 69 down. Career completion percentage of 62%. 205 touchdowns, 143 interceptions. You know, 31,000 yards. Good player. Good numbers. He's been to the playoffs once. You know, so the numbers are pretty good. The physical skills are uncanny. The success is fleeting. Sub 500 in his career as a starting quarterback. And he's made a grand total of one playoff appearance, and that was back in 2010. So this is not a quarterback that's going to trend up in any way. And if you got a long way to go as an organization, hanging on to this veteran, hoping that everything comes together under him, not going to happen. You know, I don't want to make a big deal of what Pernell McPhee did, but it's indicative of how universally not liked Jay Cutler is. I'm not saying that that's right necessarily, but that's the reality. His teammates aren't going to rally around him. He's not going to be a leader. And his production isn't good enough to overcome that and make his teammates respect him. And the fact that he doesn't have success in the win column ultimately seals his fate. He will be out of Chicago at the end of this year. They're going to regroup and rebuild with a young quarterback, and they're going to keep the caretaker and Brian Hoyer behind him. And that's the ideal caretaker. If you have to put him in for a few games until the young quarterback is ready, or if he's ready right away and you have to take him out because things are going too fast for him, you got the caretaker. He's not going to embarrass you, but he's not going to light the world on fire. It's time in Chicago to move on from Jay Cutler after this season. The opportunity's there. Exercise it, because his tenure in Chicago really has been mostly a failure. When you go back and you look at all those years, and it's a grand total of one playoff appearance. 8 years in Chicago, one playoff appearance. And a lot of broken dreams. So if I'm the Bears, I'm moving on. People that run the Bears are a lot smarter than I am. They know a lot more about football than I do. I think they'll come to the same conclusion, as it's the only conclusion you can come to. We'll tie a bow around hour one next night here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we're back with the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. Again, I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. Again, a lot of topics to cover. Jay Cutler, his future in Chicago. Colin Kaepernick and his receipt of death threats. And gamesmanship in New England and the future of Jimmy Garoppolo in New England. Those are all fair game at 800-878-PLAY on Twitter at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. And then we'll get ready to kind of tie a bow around hour number one here, and then we'll move into hour number two, where, again, a little bit more of a mixed bag. We had all kinds of stories. We talked serious social issues. We then went to the injury report within the NFL and speculated what these injuries are going to mean to these teams and these players going forward. In hour number two, we'll tackle more news within the world of sports. We'll try and get to some lighter stories. And as we move through the hour, we'll get you ready for Tim Couch at 45 after hour number two, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time. And we're going to have a lot to talk to him about, you know, from his experiences playing in Cleveland with the Browns to what he's doing now, to quarterback play. There's a lot to talk about with Tim Couch, and we'll do it all in the next hour. But that music means that this hour is in the books. So what we're going to do is going to step aside now, and then we'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're cleaning up the streets after some violent overnight protests that injure at least a dozen cops in Charlotte, North Carolina. With what sparked it, here's Jay Corwin.
It all started yesterday afternoon when a black cop shot and killed a black man who they say had a gun at an apartment complex. Witnesses say there was no gun.
A number of police cruisers also damaged, and protesters blocked a stretch of Interstate 85 for a while. Dozens of protesters also broke into a nearby Walmart before running out when police and SWAT officers arrived. After a terrorist bombing in Midtown Manhattan, reports of suspicious packages soar, as we hear from Ethan Harp.
The average number of calls to the NYPD about suspicious packages more than doubled in the 48 hours after the 23rd Street attack. More than 400 reports between Saturday night and Monday afternoon.
This is USA Radio News.
At Ovation Hair Care, we feel your hair pain. If you're experiencing dry, brittle, or damaged hair, fine or thinning hair, or breakage and split ends, Ovation Cell Therapy is guaranteed to help.
Ovation Cell Therapy provides a powerful blend of vital proteins, amino acids, and key nutrients to your hair and scalp, resulting in noticeably thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair.
That's why over 94% of Ovation Cell Therapy customers recommend it to their friends, because it works. Cell Therapy by Ovation is a unique breakthrough treatment not found in any other hair care line, and it's risk-free. Because Ovation's full money-back guarantee is good for 365 days. No other hair care product is that confident.
In celebration of Labor Day, Ovation is offering a 15% discount on all Ovation products. Save 15% off your entire order, but do it now before the offer ends at ovationhair.com. Select Angie Austin at checkout to save.
ovationhair.com.
Donald Trump taking another shot at what he's called Hillary Clinton's lack of stamina. The Republican presidential nominee tweeting, "Hillary Clinton is taking the day off again. She obviously needs a rest. Sleep well, Hillary. See you at the debate." End quote from Donald Trump's tweet. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook saying the Democratic nominee is feeling great and is still working hard.
You know, she's rested up. She's back on the road. Yeah. We're happy to be doing those avails every day. Donald Trump's not doing that. We're feeling really good.
However, Clinton was off the campaign trail again yesterday after taking several days off early last week because of her bout with pneumonia. Clinton and Trump have their first debate next Monday. The leader of the pharmaceutical company that makes the emergency allergy treatment EpiPen will testify before Congress today about recent very high price increases for that product. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Firefighters in Northern California spending the overnight working to figure out the source of a strong odor that smells like natural gas that prompted a shelter-in-place order for hundreds of families. The Vallejo Fire Department getting more than 800 phone calls about it. Sometime after midnight, firefighters determined it was coming from outside the city limits. Some people went to the hospital, the fire department issuing a warning on Twitter saying anyone who smelled what smells like natural gas outside their home should stay inside, close their windows, and turn off their air conditioners. More NFL players reportedly considering protests during the playing of the national anthem. Now the question is, will New York Giants players become the latest NFLers to kneel during the Star Spangled Banner? Here's Ethan Harp in New York with more.
Newsday reports a handful of Giants players, including linebacker Keenan Robinson and running back Rashad Jennings, are considering some form of protest during the playing of the national anthem. Their outrage over deadly police confrontations involving minorities includes this month's shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jennings adds he's had several conversations with 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who started the silent displays of sitting or kneeling. Giants coach Ben McAdoo has said he would be disappointed if one of his players did not stand for the anthem. Ethan Harp, New York.
Meanwhile, Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick says he's getting death threats now. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Wednesday Hump Day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Much like Hour 2, Hour 2 is going to be a mixed bag. Little bit of everything. We'll go back. We'll take a look at some doings from college football. Have some very interesting stories that we'll delve into there. We'll even talk a little bit of NBA as the over-under on season victory totals have been set. And there's some very interesting numbers to come out of that. So we'll dive into that as we move along in this hour. And then to take us home at 45 after this hour, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time, Tim Couch, former Cleveland Browns quarterback, will join us, the former number one overall pick in the NFL draft. And we'll talk all things Tim Couch, along with some cool work that he's doing in conjunction with Bud Light. So that's a 45 after hour number two, 9:45 a.m. Eastern time. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour here on the attack, we're going to take a couple of seconds to let you know how you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the attack on the go with you via your devices. Starting, of course, with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. They have a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews. And also, if you're unsure how to find out where to listen to Sports Byline, check it out on the website. We'll tell you everything. That's sportsbyline.com. You got the great apps like iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher Radio. They have both live channels and archived footage, on-demand content that you can check out on those apps. And you also have the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. Open phones next, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA right after this.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the two for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, two for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And two for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Let's kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack. Open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. But let's kick it off talking a little college football. You know, most of hour one was focused on the pro game, whether it be on the field or off the field. In hour two, we're going to really mix it up, as I said last segment, some college football, some NBA, some Tim Couch at 45 after the hour. But the place I want to start is in State College, Pennsylvania, Happy Valley, Pennsylvania, where over the weekend, the Penn State Nittany Lions played the Temple Owls. And in that game, they decided to have a ceremony to commemorate the legacy of Joe Paterno, as September 17th was the 50th anniversary of his first game as the head coach of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, in my mind, and I'm going to present the balance ticket here, and I'll wrap it up when we're all said and done. Joe Paterno is a lot of things, and his legacy is incredibly complex. You know, he did many a great thing for Penn State University via, you know, donations that helped fund libraries. He did so much right for that school to help it in a non-sports way, helping in funding libraries, and any number of things. Everybody that's familiar with Joe Pa, familiar with Penn State, know the many things that he did for the university beyond the football program. When you talk to many of his former players, they profess of love and admiration for a great man that made them not only better football players, but way more importantly, better men. And he taught them great life lessons. Those things are all on the plus side of the ledger for Joe Paterno. And when you couple that with the great success that he had in Happy Valley, you'd say to yourself, well, here's somebody clearly worthy of being honored with some sort of ceremony to commemorate the 50th anniversary of his first game as a head football coach at Penn State. But here's where it gets complicated. We talked about all the great and all the good that he did. success on the football field, making and having a positive influence on the lives of hundreds and perhaps thousands of young men, helping those he wasn't even involved with in football by helping the university raise its academic standards and make contributions to help fund libraries and different things of that nature. That's all the good side with Joe. But what we also know is that he enabled and was complicit, perhaps going all the way back to the 70s, as it relates to the behavior of Jerry Sandusky, who victimized young boys. So when you present the balance ticket, there's a lot good in the corner of Joe Pa, but there's this one huge black mark, and it's the fact that he enabled Jerry Sandusky. He was complicit in the actions that Jerry Sandusky took that were wholly inappropriate in victimizing young boys and ruined many a young life. And Joe stood by and did nothing, by all accounts. So that is a huge black mark and stain on the resume and legacy of Joe Paterno. And for that reason, in fairness to Joe and his legacy and his family and those that loved him for what he did right, when you have a black mark on your record like that, and you have allowed somebody under your watch to victimize as many as he did and impact in a negative way the lives of so many, how can we have a mass celebration honoring you before one of our football games? We really can't. So to me, on so many levels, a celebration or a ceremony commemorating Joe Paterno for anything he did is wholly inappropriate. That's just me. It's like when they say, you know, they go on the news and they talk about somebody who murdered and butchered their entire family. They said he was such a quiet guy and such a nice neighbor. And ultimately you find out he was an axe murderer. Well, this is kind of the same thing. He did do a lot right. But at the end of the day, his inaction and what he didn't do was so heinously wrong that for us to honor him is sickening and makes no sense. And there are many who remember him so much differently than the way I'm portraying right now. And they remember the greatness and they remember what he did for them and the difference he made in their lives. And I get that. And if you guys and or ladies want to honor him in a more private fashion and in one that doesn't involve the university sanctioning it, and a lot of what went on to honor Joe did not involve the university sanctioning it, but once they decided to do something sanctioned by the university on the field before the game on Saturday, well, now it's a problem. Because what you're saying is what Joe did as a football coach overrode the fact that he stood by and allowed young boys to be victimized by a sick and disgusting and distasteful individual in Jerry Sandusky. So for me, that's where my big problem lies. I get that there are many who Joe touched in such a positive way. But when you have this many that you allowed to be victimized and that you avoided helping and in essence touched in such a negative way. And please, pun is not intended here. How can we honor you? How can we as a university sign off and be a party to something that honors you? That's what I want to know. Because I don't think you can. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. If you prefer Twitter, and I know there's many of you that do, Hit me up in 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And again, there's that topic, the Joe Pa situation. That's one thing you can weigh in on. You can weigh in on Colin Kaepernick. You could weigh in on Jay Cutler. Those are all fair game topics that we've discussed throughout our hour plus here on the air that you can weigh in on at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56. You know, before we get to break here, and we'll carry this over to the other side, and we'll kind of switch gears a little bit here, and we'll get into some of the basketball, some NBA basketball, very, very quickly, as the Westgate Sportsbook and Casino came out with their preseason over-unders for wins and losses on the season. And the Golden State Warriors, of course, leading the pack. 66.5 is the over-under, according to the Westgate in Las Vegas. And on the other, you know, after the break in the next segment, we'll discuss the feasibility of them reaching 66.5. I'll tackle some of these other numbers for fun, for laughs, and see where, if we see any real values here and see some teams that we clearly think can go over their number or will come in under their number. There's always some interesting stories when these over-unders come out. And we'll attack that in the next segment, along with bouncing it around with any other stuff as we get ready for Tim Couch here at 45 after this hour on the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, again, as I said, 66.5 wins, the over-under for the Golden State Warriors. We'll tackle that along with all the other over-under totals on an upcoming NBA season. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Again, 1-800-878-PLAY will get you to the front of the line. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And again, so many topics that you can tackle on our phone lines or via Twitter, whether it be the death threats that have been received by Colin Kaepernick, and you heard me discuss those. You can weigh in with your opinion on that and the entire Colin Kaepernick situation at 800-878-PLAY. We talked about the New England Patriots and gamesmanship and perhaps the future of Jimmy Garoppolo as a New England Patriot. We also talked Jay Cutler, and we talked Joe Paterno. And my thoughts on him being honored in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. You can weigh in with your thoughts on what I said about that. These are all fair game topics at 800-878-PLAY. Again, 800-878-7529. If you'd rather hit me up on Twitter, do it in 140 characters at Joe Spano 56. But let's have a little fun now. Let's lighten up the show a little bit. And let's talk about the Westgate Sportsbook and they're over-under for season wins by NBA teams. Always fun. And the place you have to start is with the defending Western Conference champions, who eventually lost in the NBA Finals to the Cleveland Cavaliers, but then won the offseason by adding Kevin Durant. And that's the Golden State Warriors, and they're over-under 66.5 wins. Now, conventional wisdom says that basically, you bring back the same starting lineup, or most of the same starting lineup, except you move in Zaza Pachulia for Andrew Bogut, and you move out Harrison Barnes and move in Kevin Durant. That's a huge net gain. Parts of what Bogut can do for you will be missed. Your bench is a little thinner. But obviously, all in all, a talent upgrade as you add yet another superstar to a loaded team. So conventional wisdom would say if you won 73 last year, well, 66.5 should be a breeze. Team's not built for the regular season. That's not what they're about. And they're not going to win more games than they did last year. And I'm not even sure that they hit the ground running and win 67, which is what they would need to do this. Because I think as the season moves along, Steve Kerr will learn from what happened last year, and he will take his foot off the accelerator and make sure that his team is as ready as they can be come the postseason. Not one that was dragging much as they were. So this notion, and you know, you read the article that I found on CBSSports.com, and I say, well, I'll easily pass that. Not necessarily. This is a team, because you're adding Kevin Durant, who is an offensive force, but is going to want the ball in his hands a lot and is going to want to take his share of shots. Well, you already got a bunch of guys that want the ball in their hands a lot and want their share of shots. Okay? So it's going to take a while for this group to learn how to play. And I often say when teams make a key change or several key changes, they often take a while to gel, and they're a lot better in January and February and moving forward than they were in November. And that's what you're going to see here. I think you may have moments early on where this team struggles to find out exactly how it's all going to mix together. I'm not telling you you're going to come out of the blocks and be 12-12 after 24 games. But they're not going to come out the way they did last year. They're going to lose some games early. Then as the season moves along, they're going to judiciously rest guys so that they can be as ready as they possibly can come April, May, and June, the NBA second season. They'll learn from their mistake of last year. So They may win less games in the regular season, end up being better for it by the time the playoffs roll around, and storm the castle and win another NBA Finals. But that doesn't mean they're necessarily going to win 67 or more games, and I'm not sure they will. That might be a situation. It's not a bet I would necessarily make, but I think the chances for an under on that are a lot better than people think, in my humble opinion. You don't often hear me say humble because I don't think I'm all that humble. I'm not afraid to tell you I know my stuff. I'm good and I know it. But in this case, in my opinion, I take the under. If you're looking for a bet here, as I was quickly thumbing through this, Atlanta at 43.5, and I know they made some changes and lost some pieces. That's not a bad one. They have Cleveland at 56.5, and I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole because that's right around where they're going to be. Not that the regular season matters to them. They've won their NBA title. It's about the playoffs. And again, that results in less wins. Detroit at 45.5, I could see that being where I'd bet the over. You know, and there's others here that are intriguing. The Clippers at 53.5. The Grizz at 43.5. I think there's a good spot for an over. I think the Bucks have a chance to rebound. They're only at 39.5. I like that. A lot of love for the Timberwolves, 41.5. They still have to learn how to win. The talent's there, but they've got to learn how to win. 76ers at 27.5. Talent's improved. They still have a long way to go. That's a bold climb. San Antonio at 56.5. I know Pop always finds a way. No Boris Diaw, no Tim Duncan. Not sure I can say no problem. So you say, Joe, where would you put your money? And I can tell you exactly where I would and will put my money. And I promise you this one will pay handsomely. And if it doesn't, you call me up, you send me tweets, you light me up like a Christmas tree. But here's the one that pays dividends. Indiana Pacers at 43.5. Grab the over. I've told you how good a job I think Larry Bird did in reconstructing that roster. And the realities are they're now right there with Toronto and Boston in that mix to be the number two seed in the East. I promise you, they've reshaped the team in an image that Bird wants, and they've done it with talented pieces. Are they a flawless team? No, there are no flawless teams in this sport. But they're certainly better than a 41-win number eight seed or 43.5-win, you know, number seven seed type team. They're a 50-win team. I think they clear that 43.5 hurdle with room to spare. So, call up your favorite bent nose bookie or do it legally via Las Vegas Sportsbook if you're there before the season starts and put some considerable cash on 43.5 on the Indiana Pacers season win total. That's the one that popped to my attention as the best value. The Jazz get elevated all the way up to 47.5, and I think that's right around their sweet spot. And I guess I'd go under 27.5 on the 76ers, just because I think they're still a year or so away from being any good, and they were just elevated all the way up to 27 wins, which isn't a lot. But when you bring him back a Joel Embiid, he's going to be on a pitch count. Ben Simmons is going to have to learn the NBA game. I don't see this coming immediately. And what I mean by coming immediately for Philadelphia, there's still a long way to go. Stay with the plan, as they say. The plan isn't for them to win a lot of games this year. They'll be drafting near the top of the lottery again, and they'll get their man again in the lottery, perhaps, should they draw the right ping pong, should the ping pong balls fall the right way. But the realities are those are the two spots I see. Over on the Pacers, under on the 76ers. And the figures on those again, Pacers 43.5, I take the over easily. 76ers 27.5, I take the under. comfortably. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at SportsBylineUSA. Again, so many topics, and this one just gets added to the mix. And I guess finally, as we get out the door for this segment and get ourselves ready for Tim Couch in just a few minutes, here's a good place to end it. Floyd Mayweather has come out and said a potential fight between him and UFC star Conor McGregor is dead in the water. Well, just because it comes out of Mayweather's mouth doesn't mean it's true. The fact that after retiring from boxing, he was even entertaining it means for the right price, he'll do anything. The two sides just couldn't come to an agreement, and a lot of that's based on McGregor's contract with the UFC and a lot of the other issues. But don't think it's dead for a minute. If everybody can figure out how to sidestep the hurdles and everybody gets what they need and want dollars and cents wise and rules wise as far as what can be done or can't be done in the bout between this boxer and this mixed martial artist, it'll happen. Do I think it will? Probably not. There's too many things to overcome. The UFC contract, the fact that quite simply, you know, how are these guys doing? What environment are they going to fight? Boxing ring, MMA cage? Is it an MMA fight? Is it a boxing match? What is it? So I don't think it'll happen, but don't rule it out. Don't rule it as dead, and don't write off the possibility if everybody gets the numbers right. In a few, Tim Couch joins us here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know a lot of you do, hit me up in 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And we're getting ready to clear the decks as Tim Couch is going to join us in just a few minutes. We'll talk about his times both at the University of Kentucky and with the Cleveland Browns, as well as his work with Bud Light. And we'll take a look around the SEC and also a look at the Cleveland Browns. So we'll try and cover a lot of ground in our 10 minutes or so with Tim Couch. And that's coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Attack. But I guess where we'll go, we'll stay with some NBA here, or we'll stay with some basketball anyway. And I read a great story. 76-year-old Larry Brown looking to return to coaching. And how would you like this if you were some Long Island kid who plays for the East Hampton High School basketball team? Right? You know, it's the east end of Long Island. It's far from a basketball hotbed. A lot of very wealthy people have seasonal homes out there. A lot of wealthy people live out there all year long and have made their primary home on the east end of Long Island. It's a great place to live, especially in the warmer spring, fall, and summer months here in the New York metropolitan area. Well, one of those people who have made their primary home on the east end of Long Island is one Larry Brown. We last saw him last July when he resigned as the head coach at SMU. Well, I guess at 76, he's not getting back into the NBA game. At 76, I guess SMU was his last stop in the major big-time college game. Still has the desire to coach. And said he's not sure that he wants to do it. But he's thinking about it because if he's going to do it, he's going to be 100%. Well, guess what? If you're Larry Brown, if you're East Hampton High School and you get Larry Brown as your head coach, boy, you've just changed the fortunes of your high school basketball program. And they went from, I don't know, maybe, you know, one of many in Suffolk County here on Long Island to probably the favorite to win the Suffolk County title. Even if you don't change a thing about the level of talent that's on the roster and on the floor, he's Larry Stinkin' Brown. He's that good of a head coach, and he will squeeze whatever there is in talent and get the most out of whatever talent is there on that East Hampton High School basketball team should he take this job. It would be fun to watch. It would make East Hampton High School basketball a national story. And I could see Larry Brown doing this as his desire to coach never wanes, nor does his wanderlust. And unfortunately for him, with everything that went on at SMU, his tenure there was cut short when he resigned. So at 76, it looks like he has some interest in coaching. He's got to figure out if he can commit 100% at 76 to go doing the job, to go to do the job. And should he decide to undertake it, East Hampton High School will be on the national high school basketball map. I don't know that any of the players are going to go on to big things on the major college level or the NBA level, as that's unlikely. As, again, it's East Hampton High School. East End, Suffolk County, Long Island basketball, not exactly a collegiate or NBA producing hotbed. But Larry Brown will make him one of the best in Suffolk County just because he will be such a better coach than anybody else coaching in Suffolk County High School as he patrols the sidelines. So that'll be something fun to watch. We'll keep you abreast of that story as it develops. And if he does get named the head coach of East Hampton High School, I'll start getting out there a little bit. It's a bit of a haul for me, but I'll get out there and get to a couple of the games, try and get some words with Larry Brown. it'll all of a sudden be the media circus out there in East Hampton, like around this high school basketball team, like they have never seen. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. Again, that number, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on The Attack on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56. But now let's go out to our phones where we bring in former number one overall pick in the NFL draft, former Cleveland Browns quarterback, University of Kentucky star. He's Tim Couch, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Tim. I'm Joe Spano. Really great to have you aboard this morning.
Thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate
it. It's really our pleasure. And before we start talking some football directly, let's talk about Tim Couch, the actor, and the cool work you're doing with Bud Light.
I had a great time working with Bud Light and being part of their this campaign. This is your cans year, those kind of things that Bud Light is promoting their sponsorship with the NFL. It was such a great thing to be a part of. Got a chance to work with a couple other former players, and Justin Tuck and Bo Jackson are in the commercial as well. So it's really good. It's a great commercial. You can check it out on YouTube, and it'll air during some of the NFL games this season as well. So it's just a great thing to be a part of.
All I can say is this: sounds like a whole lot of fun, and it'll be a pleasant respite. And I know you watch NFL football on Sundays. It'll be a pleasant respite from blue pill commercials that seem to be in every commercial break on every NFL game.
It'll be a little break from that for sure.
Let's have a little fun. I get it. We're getting older, those of us that are watching the NFL, but enough with the blue pill. That said, let's get to the NFL. Tim, number one overall pick, you come to an expansion Cleveland Browns team, second go in Cleveland, not a ton of talent on that roster, and a wealth of expectations for you. Talk about your times in Cleveland. You did get them to a playoff berth and take the team to the playoffs once in your tenure. Just talk about the mixed bag tenure in Cleveland and maybe why it didn't work the way you would have hoped.
Yeah, it's going to an expansion team and having a young quarterback, a rookie quarterback, and then my best receiver was a rookie as well, Kevin Johnson out of Syracuse. And then we had a first-time head coach in Chris Palmer, too. So you talk about youth throughout that football team. It was very difficult to get that thing up and running. Took a lot of hits early on in my career. It was a rocky first couple of years, not going to lie. And then, finally we started to turn the corner. And Butch Davis came in as the head coach. Bruce Arians was my offensive coordinator. Then I started to have some success. I started all 16 games, I think, in 2001. I think that's the only time the new Browns have ever had a quarterback make it through all 16 games in a season. And then we made the playoffs in my fourth year. So we started to have some success. And unfortunately for me, I started to get hurt and started to have a lot of injuries pile up, a broken thumb, broken leg, shoulder injuries, elbow problems, all kinds of things just started to pile up on me. And I couldn't really get that consistent success that I was wanting to have. Being a number one pick in the draft and coming in with all those expectations, it was just, it's frustrating for me, obviously frustrating for the fans and as well that I couldn't come out and continue to perform at the level that I thought I could play at. So unfortunately, the injury bug kind of hit me a little bit, and we weren't able to keep that thing going for as long as I'd hoped.
And let's talk about that overall tenure. You mentioned, coming in as a young quarterback, expansion team, all the hits you took, and what that can do to you as a quarterback. I played high school football at a very high level. I was a running back because I knew left and right, could count to eight. So I was qualified to be a running back. You don't have to know too much.
Right.
And I could pick up a blitz once in a while. That said, we always talk about being on the outside looking in. Oh, this quarterback's getting creamed. And we always speculate, those hits and how they pile up, not only physically but mentally. And we make the David Carr comparisons and what it did to him down in Houston and how it really short-circuited his career mentally in some ways. Do all these hits have that far-reaching effect on a quarterback as far as the psyche and getting the happy feet? Or is this something that we in the media on the outside looking and kind of make up and invent and exaggerate as an explanation for success or lack thereof?
No, it's real. You know, I think as a quarterback, you can look at any quarterback. I don't care if it's Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Brett Favre or whoever it is. When you start hitting that quarterback throughout a game, throughout a season, and he doesn't feel comfortable in his protection and doesn't feel comfortable that he's going to have time to go through his reads and make the throws that he wants to get down the field, it changes you as a player. And, you know, you start to get a little bit gun-shy. It's only natural. You start to get the happy feet in the pocket. You start to rush things a little bit, even in your mind. And then the times that you are protected, you don't feel like you're going to be. So you go through your reads a little too quick. You don't stay on a receiver long enough when he pops open. You know, some of those things. So it certainly takes a toll on you as a young player. And then, you know, it kind of breaks your confidence a little bit, too, when you're getting hit all the time. And you're not used to, you know, especially coming into the league as such a high draft pick. You're used to having so much success at the college level and going out and throwing touchdowns and winning games and being successful. And then you get to the NFL and you start getting beat up. It really takes a toll on you mentally, and you start to question yourself, you know, do I belong here? Can I play at this level? Why am I not having the success that I'm used to having? So, yeah, certainly for a young quarterback, I think the worst thing that can happen to him is to go out and get hit a lot, get beat up, and, you know, not feel like he has time to throw the football. You know, you see the young quarterbacks that have come into the league that have had success. They've been, you know, they've been playing with good offensive lines that give them time to throw the football where they can go out and, you know, use their natural talent and get the ball down the field and show why they were capable of being such a high draft pick. So I think it's all about supporting cast when you come into the league as a young quarterback, and you know, certainly when you're getting hit a lot, it takes a toll on you.
Well said, and those are the dulcet tones of Tim Couch, former Cleveland Browns quarterback, former number one overall pick, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Fair to say, for these teams that are developing these young quarterbacks, not such a smart idea to rush them out there. Wait until maybe there's an offensive line that's there. Don't be in such a hurry to get them beat up. It'll pay dividends later, a little patience.
Yeah, you know, I think it all depends on the situation, really. You know, I think, you know, if a quarterback is in a really good situation, he's on a veteran team, they have some good pieces on the offensive line, have playmakers on the outside, they have a good running back in the backfield to take some pressure off of them, then you can go ahead and throw a young quarterback out there. I'm all for, you know, learning on the job. You know, throw him out there if the situation is right. You know, there's certainly situations where a young quarterback should not be on the field, and I probably was in one of those where, you know, the plan was for me to sit my entire rookie season and play behind Ty Detmer was going to be the starter. And then Ty started the first game of the year against Pittsburgh, and we got blown out, and I ended up starting the second week on after that. And, you know, so it's tough on a young quarterback when you throw him out there. You know, my situation being on an expansion team, we weren't winning many games and you know, getting sacked a lot. So I think it all depends on the situation. You know, you look at when Ben Roethlisberger came into the league, you know, he threw him on a veteran team, and he's got a good offensive line, a great running back, and you saw the success he had as a rookie. So it all depends on, you know, what you have around you. The offensive system obviously has a lot to do with it. You know, Carson Wentz right now is playing with Doug Peterson, and Frank Reich is his offensive coordinator. So that's obviously a good situation for him where they're going to go out and call plays to take care of him and build that system around him. They're such offensive-minded guys. So, you know, I think it's, you know, a young quarterback, you have to handle him, you know, pretty cautiously. And, you know, if you don't feel like you have the cast around, sporting cast around him where he can go be successful, then I think you have to, you know, bring him along very slowly.
Any thoughts on why over the last, well, two decades since NFL football has returned to Cleveland, the Browns have had such an inability to produce quality quarterback play and mentor and groom a young quarterback for success?
You know, it's just, you know, there's so much turnover in that organization, in the front office, the head coach, you know, the quarterbacks. I think, you know, a lot of good quarterbacks have been through there, and you know, a lot of guys have you know, no one's really had much success. And I think you know, we've seen guys get injured with RG3 going down already, Josh McCown already, you know, after one start in the season so far. So it's just there's been a lot of that stuff going on, and you know, it's just a tough place to play. I mean, at times it can be tough, you know, because it's a team that hasn't had much success. So you know, quarterbacks get up there and, you know, they lose their confidence pretty quick when you're going out there and you're losing games and, you know, you're getting beat up. So it's just, for whatever reason, man, I really can't tell exactly what it is. It's just been a tough place for quarterbacks to go have continued success.
A couple of more quick hitters before we let you go, keep you somewhat on schedule here. Number one, all the head trauma issues that permeate this league and have had a far-reaching effect on its players. If you had it all to do again, any regrets, or would you still play football as a young man, and would NFL football have been your chosen vocation?
You know, I don't have any regrets. You know, I kind of knew what I was signing up for, and obviously we didn't know exactly, you know, to the extent that we know nowadays about the head trauma and those kind of things. But I still, if I had even had all this knowledge that we have now about everything that goes on, I would still sign up to play because, you know, I think it's in your blood. You know, you love the game. You love to go out there and compete, and you love to, you know, I love playing quarterback. It's just what, that's who I was. That's what I love to do. I love to being in the huddle with the guys. I love leading the guys. You know, I love going out there throwing touchdowns and, you know, trying to, you know, get a victory for my team. And, you know, so I would do it in a heartbeat all over again. And, yeah, definitely have no regrets about playing the game.
Final one from me, and we'll make it quick because I know you cover the SEC beat very closely. Anybody going to stop Alabama this go around, or are they the beast of the SEC once again?
Yeah, I think they're the beast of the SEC once again. You know, Saban does such an unbelievable job there, and just, you know, just bringing in talent. You know, they lose so many guys to the NFL every year, but they have, you know, five-star kids sitting behind those guys just waiting to get their opportunity to play as well. So, you know, it's you know, there were some questions coming into the season about their quarterback situation, and, you know, obviously they've proven that they have so much talent there that it really doesn't matter who plays quarterback for them. They're going to go out and win games running the football, beating you up front on both sides of the ball, and obviously with great coaching. And, you know, so I don't see anyone beating them. I really don't.
Tim, thanks so much for a few. It was truly a pleasure. You're welcome back on the Spano and Black Attack anytime, whether it's talking NFL, your career, your great work with Bud Light, or the SEC beat.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Tim Couch joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Well, we're getting ready to step out the door. It was another great one. We want to thank Tim Couch. I want to thank Robert. I want to thank all of you. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until tomorrow when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.